What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
And it's another episode of What the Fuck. We're nearing that 100 mark, which hopefully will be a very special, special episode. But as you could hear from the little woohoo, Jillian is with me.
But it's not like after school special, special episode. It'll be funsies.
Yeah, it's not Alex Jowski special in quotes.
Aw.
Let's just get right into this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Jillian, tell us about the people that mock you.
All right. This is a social experiment done by Haley Morris Caffiero. And basically, she has a weight issue, but it's due to thyroidism. And she was getting sick of being made fun of a lot. So she has decided to turn the camera on the people who are poking fun. The problem I have with this is it is a biased social experiment.
Really biased.
It is biased. She even goes and explains how she will set up the environment to more likely get reactions, which you don't do in a social experiment. It's like, you know, I could go around the street with my pants below my knees and just like wearing a thong and be like, guys are sexualizing me and looking at me and I'm going to take pictures and this is so wrong. Like, no. You can't do that. You know, like she'll sit there with like big things of food. A lot of pictures she's got like the Napoleon Dynamite look on her face. So she has an assistant that takes pictures of her. Sometimes she has a tripod set up. The big issue with this is if you see somebody just standing there by themselves, not talking to anybody, standing in a busy area where lines are going through, everybody's walking, and they've got the Napoleon dumbass look on their face with a tripod set up, you're gonna look over and be like, what the fuck? Like, I would.
It doesn't matter if she's fat, doesn't matter if she's ugly. She's priming she's priming the pool. She's chumming the water and then going, look, it brought sharks.
Yeah,
so that proves that sharks are biased. It's ridiculous.
I would get put up on that site. Like, if she was there and, I mean, okay, you guys, there's one picture where she's at a crosswalk and she's sitting there eating. It looks like a cup of something or other. And everybody else is going along and it's, you know, really busy. And these two people are looking at her and she said, like, this girl, the girl is basically being prepped to be a slut bag. I mean, she's young, but she's wearing.
Judging from the photo, I can't.
Yeah,
disagree.
It's a shirt that's going like up to her boobs as a crop top. And I guess, according to the author, she was like slapping her stomach or whatever. It's like, you know, I've seen little girls do that shit. I don't know what it is with it. It's really weird, but it's like, I got tummy or whatever. And so I don't know if that was necessarily at her. There's people like looking at her, and maybe that was one where it's like, oh, you're fat and you're eating, but she's eating like a cup of something. So I don't even think it's based on the fact that she's eating. But honestly, if I was on a busy street or whatnot, or let's say I was walking up to a crosswalk and the crosswalk ended and there's somebody there just eating and they're not walking, I'm going to look at them like, what are you doing? You're just in the middle of an intersection eating. I would also be miffed because as a driver, I'm sick of people not fucking paying attention, sauntering over crosswalks and fucking on their phones or, you know what I mean? Like, you don't walk and do something. So that would be my reaction, like, really? But the one, it almost looks like it's in Times Square or it's some very busy area, lots of stores, things lit up. And there's this line of people walking past her and she's looking straight across the line, like kind of
just
up
standing
in the air.
Still.
Yeah, with like this Napoleon Dynamite look on her face. And it's like, of course. And I mean, the pictures, it's not even like laughing and pointing. The one girl has a what the hell look on her face. And honestly, that would be me in the photo. I'd be like, what the hell? And I visited LA. There's some crazy fucking people out there, man. I remember walking with my buddy. This dude, and I don't even understand why somebody didn't call the police, literally has like a little smaller than a butcher knife, but a knife and a radio, and is just kind of like rocking back and forth. And I grabbed onto my friend, like, what the fuck? He was like, girl, I know in Springfield, the cops would be all around. This is LA. People don't care unless you know, he stabs somebody. And I'm like, oh my God.
Even
like,
then,
that
maybe
terrified
not.
Me. Yeah, that fucking terrified me. I was like, we are not going back that way. People are crazy. And I would kind of look at that person like, what the fuck is wrong with that person? And other situations where if you're putting yourself out in very busy areas and you're by yourself just standing there, you're going to attract attention and like, what the hell is that person doing? Because it's a walkway. If you're not moving and just standing there, you're gonna get looks. And I mean, there were no pictures of like, or, you know, like people reenacting fatness. And I'm not saying that there's never been accurate portrayals. They obviously don't have the entire collage of pictures on this site. She even does say that, you know, people have done hand gestures, things like that. And there are, there's a lot of assholes out there. I mean, I've talked against sizist individuals a lot of times on this show. The issue I have here is it's baiting.
And
so
see, okay,
I just, I really don't like this experiment or this attitude or whatever she's going for.
Okay, here's my thing on this. She is intentionally acting strange. Yeah, she's baiting. She's acting strange. She's wearing relatively garish clothing and just standing there to get a reaction and then going, see, they reacted. That means they're bad people and they're judging me or mocking me. That is such a specious argument. It's ridiculous. It doesn't matter. She could have looked like Jenny McCarthy and wearing just quote unquote normal clothes and gone out there, and if she had done the same
action,
like the slack jaw, kind of thing, she would have been getting the same reaction. This is not proof that, you know, all these people are mocking me. And by the way, all the people
that are, like, I'm sure that there's plenty that are, because
a few assholes do not prove it.
Right. But every picture, but she's posting these pictures. Here's the thing. And like I said earlier, if I came across this person, I would end up on this site with a weird look on my face, but not because she's large, but because she looks jacked and that there's a camera tripod that she's standing in front of. And it would be more so like, part, is that person okay? Or what the fuck is that person doing? It wouldn't have anything to do with her weight. Now, I will admit this, since we're talking about sizes and things like that, I will be biased if you can't fucking dress yourself. If you are big and you can't even wear a shirt that covers yourself, then it's like, really have some modesty. Yeah, I'm going to look at you not because you're fat or you're overweight or whatever. I mean, I'm not by any means, you know, considered skinny, like with the flat stomach and everything. You know, I mean, I do. I get self-conscious, so I don't look at other people. But like, if you can't even dress yourself properly and you're wearing stuff to where it's not modest.
Jillian, I've been at stores before. Somebody will come in pajamas, full feety pajamas and everything, and then they give you this glare like, what? Stop staring at me, motherfucker. I'm just here to get milk. You're wearing pajamas
with foots on them.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to think you're a little weird.
Is there like the little butt flap in case I gotta use the restroom real quick? Okay, but, see, no, I could do a social experiment. I can run around in feety pajamas with a giant lollipop and skip around and then take people's reactions and be like, people are judging me and doing, you know, I mean, you can't. And here's the thing. I am not mocking this or ranting this because she's a large woman, okay? I am angry at this because she is trying to make a social statement or experiment and completely being biased on it and baiting. And you can't do that. It's not genuine. There are people being posed on this site for making fun of someone when you don't know what's behind the look. And it's not like she's got somebody else there being like, oh yeah, you know, they were saying this. It's literally, it's either a video camera, but I think it's like a shutter camera that just constantly takes pictures because she talks about going through pictures a lot. So I'm not exactly sure whether she's got a video camera, breaks them down into pictures and goes through that way. So she is not aware of these reactions. And so you can have people like saying something, like if you were looking pointing and be like, is she okay? And it's going to look like you were making fun of that person. And you can't do social commentary or a social experiment or whatever you want to call it and bait and switch. You know, like if you're walking with your friend and you're acting like you and, you know, you've got whatever, someone following you on a camera and that happens, fine, that's justified. But you don't know what these reactions actually mean, where they're coming from. You are purposefully making yourself into something you're not. So you're saying these people are making fun of me for my weight. And it's like, honestly, you look like either there's something wrong with you, you're a crazy person. I mean, you're alone standing there in like a busy walkway. You're going to get looks. I'm sorry. Like if I did that, I would get looks like, what the hell is she doing?
Yeah, we're moving on to Explain the difference to us between I need a hero and be a hero, please.
Okay, the I need a hero and be a hero were t-shirts that basically got recalled from Disney because people had sticks up their asses and protested and people signed all this stuff saying that they're sexist and girls can be heroes too, and it was off of the Avengers characters. Here's my issue. I am seeming like a fucking like anti-woman bitch this episode, I'll tell you what. The issue with these t-shirts is there were not girl heroes, but it's Captain America, Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk, and Thor, okay, on the women's shirt. On the male shirt, the one that's pictured anyway, I don't know if there were alternatives of different heroes, but it's just Iron Man, okay, and it's done kind of in the comic style, not the movie style. So everybody got up in a hubbub, and there are people that view my way, man and woman, that are like, really? Like, this is the derpy thing all over again with My Little Pony. I'm just going to say that, okay? People are in an uproar against this, saying that it's sexist because they are male heroes posted on a girl's shirt saying, I need a hero. And girls can be heroes too, and they shouldn't need a hero. They could be one themselves. Okay, so if it said, I need a hero, and it had a girl on it, would you say that it's inciting lesbian ideals?
Male chauvinism. It would be chauvinism against men. Or it would be something like it would be a feminist ideal. Come on, this is just such a bullshit, this thing about gender roles. I'm so sick of this crap, Jillian.
Well, here's the thing. Wait. Here's the thing. If you had women on t-shirts, and these are the same people, I'm not saying, okay, let's say you had, even if you had a female hero on a shirt, you're still going to have people that interpret it in a negative light. No matter what, you are going to find people that will dig and find something wrong with anything. And we did cover this, like, I think one episode a while ago, we talked about the derpy and just the people interpreting things. And if you had Wonder Woman, which there are Wonder Woman shirts, and some of the arguments are like, you've got Wonder Woman and Supergirl and this and that. It's like, they do. They have those shirts. But I don't know anybody who says Black Widow is their favorite Avenger. Okay? It's when you think of Avengers, you think Thor, Iron Man, Captain America, and the Hulk. And then you've got, you know, Hawkman and things like that. But those are the main character. Am I wrong on this? You're more comic-y than I. Am I wrong? Is that like the main core when somebody says the Avengers, those are kind of the first four you think of?
You are wrong because Hawkman is part of the Justice League. Hawkeye, I think, is the one you are thinking of. That is the archer for the Avengers.
Okay.
I am a nerd.
All right. Hawkeye. No. It's fine if you got Zelda wrong. To be honest, I'm not. Anyway, so yes, you know what I'm getting at, though. But those are the first four that you think of, right?
Yeah,
when you said the Avengers.
Well, and leaving the movie out, since these are not movie t-shirts, Black Widow didn't even join the Avengers until 200 or so issues in.
Yeah, so, okay, and here's my thing, too, though. They're like, oh, well, Wonder Woman and Superheroes. Like, I've seen bazillions of Wonder Woman t-shirts, okay? And then you're going to have maybe different people who are saying, Wonder Woman is scantily clad. That's teaching our girls that, you know, they have to dress sexy, and I don't approve of this. Like, you're always going to have people with sticks up their asses. You know what? Then don't buy your shirt for your little girl. And here's the thing. It's like, I need a hero. There's a fucking song, Holding Out for a Hero. Do you want, like, I need an unemployed schlub on the couch? I mean, it's not, Disney is not making a statement saying, girls, you need to be with a man to make you happy. This is what that shirt is saying. Okay, it's a simple Avengers t-shirt. If they didn't have, you know, the words on it, I would wear a shirt that said, I need a hero with, you know, my favorite superhero or heroes on it. Girls isn't like, oh, I want romance and, you know, I want that knight in shining armor. Yeah, is that a PC thing necessarily? No, but there's nothing wrong in saying that. Like, people are reading way too much into this, and then also because of the fact that the boys' shirt is Be a Hero. Okay, yeah, they could do a Wonder Woman shirt that says Be a Hero. I think I've actually seen ones be like, you know, I'm a hero and it's Wonder Woman or something. The point is this, number one, these are kids' shirts, okay? If you don't want your kid to have a shirt because you have whatever ideals and you're reading into it, then don't buy it for them. I want to know if these kids are really looking at these shirts. This is like the Zelda thing where the dad was like, I'm changing the sex of Link because little girls can be heroes too. I'm saying this is this gender thing. So it's like, then don't buy it for your kid. I don't think any of these little kids are looking at these shirts being like, oh, so Iron Man's on that shirt that says be a hero so girls can't be heroes? Like, everybody has sticks up their asses and is reading stuff into it. And it's two fucking t-shirts, okay? And it's like, they're not gonna mass produce, like, You know, it's the main
But Jillian, this is part of a much larger issue, though, which
if
is...
You had, wait, hold on. I'm sorry to cut you off. If you had the exact same shirt, Be a Hero, in Girls, and it was Iron Man, you would still have an issue because it's a male hero. But it's like, you know what? All of the girls I know, like, even all of the guys, is like, your main favorite heroes? Like, I hear everybody talking about, I love Thor. I love Tony Stark. Like, nobody's going, oh my God, Black Widow's my favorite. And I can guarantee you, if, like, the majority of girls, if you're like, oh, pick out, you know, a shirt, you like the Avengers, they're probably going to pick out Iron Man or something, unless they just really like Black Widow. I find her meh.
Natasha Romanoff, by the way, since you were talking about Tony Stark and that, Black Widow's real name, if you know, in quotes, is Natasha Romanoff.
That's nice.
But this is also part of a much larger issue. And this nonsense, and I've been hearing about this bullshit from like National Organization of Women and Ms. Magazine and all this shit for my entire life. This whole, we can't keep reinforcing gender stereotypes. This gender stereotype shit. All over the media, you see men as plumbers and men as construction workers. You're reinforcing a negative gender stereotype that if a woman is a construction worker, oh, she must be a dyke then.
If they showed a woman as a plumber, they'd be like, oh, well, then you're saying that girls can't hold businesswoman, you know, positions. And it's just, it's ridiculous, you guys. And I'm not saying that when there are situations where, you know, yeah, they're a little biased. These are over two T-shirts where they literally had petitions flying around. I mean, if you Google Disney Avengers, I need a hero shirt, a lot of stuff comes up. And I just don't understand on one piece of clothing. It's like, you know what? If you're going to be concerned about petitioning on clothing, go to like the fucking stores that sell, you know, how to be a baby prostitute clothes. Nobody's petitioning them. But God forbid that a little girl have a shirt that says, I need a hero on it.
Well, there's also the issue that every article I've read about this has been ignoring. 90% of comic book fans are guys. They are male. Most males are not going to buy a T-shirt with a female on it.
I think their biggest issue is the I need a hero part, though, because it's saying on the girl, I need a hero. And it's guys. So if you're going to make a girl shirt like that, that's what they're arguing off of.
But also going back to the tradition of comic books, it traditionally, right or wrong, but traditionally it is a man rescuing a woman. Yes, there are female superheroes, as you've pointed out. But traditionally, the woman is the damsel in distress to be rescued by the big strapping man. You can't deny the history of this kind of thing. Sure, you can say
Superman,
maybe it's time,
you know,
to change
Superman
it.
You've got Superman saving Lois Lane.
Exactly. You've got Spider-Man saving Mary Jane. You've got Captain America saving the women. You've got Iron Man saving the women. You've got the X-Men saving the women. That is because comic books are a male, basically a male power fantasy.
You know what? It's also romanticized. You know, the woman wants like, oh, my, you know, knight in shining armor. And, you know, like it's romanticized in movies, too. You know, damsel in distress and be like, oh, hi, you saved me. And it's not purposefully saying little girls can't be a hero. OK, it's the main four of the Avengers group. And yeah, you are right. And we did talk on that whole story, which is kind of funny because we're going back a little bit about primarily percentage-wise. Yeah, there's a lot more guys that read comics. There's a lot of girls that read comics, though. But I don't know of any who would seriously be like, oh my God, there's, you know, they would be the first ones to be like, holy shit, it's the four Avengers on there. I want that shirt. Like,
but
I know
Jillian,
a lot of girls that would wear this shirt. It's the parents reading too much into it. That goes with anything, and you have to fucking live with it. You know, they're not coming out and saying girls can't be heroes. I have lived all my life being a huge anime fan, and the most of the shirts for anime and things up until recently were guy-based. They came in guy and did not come in girl-type shirts.
But Jillian, there's also something you brought up when we were talking before we started recording. April O'Neil.
Yeah.
If they had the shirt, I Need a Hero with April O'Neil, it would make sense because what was she in the show? What was she in the comics and in the video games? A damsel in distress.
Right. So it would be the same thing, though. It would be April O'Neil being like helpless, saying, I need a hero. And so it would be the same argument with them on the whole, you know, well, girls can be heroes, too. They shouldn't need a hero. It's just I don't understand why people are that upset and do petitions. It's like, just don't buy the shirt for your kid. They're not purposefully. It's two fucking shirts, guys.
It's part of the nanny state ideal that I can protect my own family from this filth or this brainwashing, whatever it is. But that's not good enough. I have to protect your child from this brainwashing because that makes me feel superior and makes me feel like I have done such something socially conscious.
You know what I would love to do that would never happen because they wouldn't let me near them? I would love to unbiasedly sit down with these kids that these parents are protecting, ask them what they read into the shirt. I am pretty certain that not one little girl looked at those shirts and read into, girls can't be heroes too?
All right, well, it's stupid that this whole pulling it and the fact that the Disney store did pull it really pisses me off. The next one is something we've talked about before, but it just keeps getting worse. We'll be back.
Okay!
Guys, I'm Hardeep Fisher, and welcome to Heart Attack here, sandwiched in the middle of a what the fuck. Yeah, I still got Josh Hadley here with me, and we're both pretty fucking pissed, huh, Josh?
I just read the article that you sent me a couple of minutes ago. Oh my God, this is pissing me the fuck off.
So here's what we're talking about, guys. I have mentioned in the past the privatization of the prison system, and we've talked in the past about creating a financial incentive for police to arrest people and why it's bad. If you make it profitable to put people in prison, there will be people who seek to put as many people in the prison as they possibly can. They will make money. They don't give a fuck. They're self-centered. They only want that dollar. They could give two shits how they get it. And you know what? That's a lot of people here in America, like this guy. A Pennsylvania judge just got 28 years in hard prison. Why? He was selling kids for cash. And what does that mean, selling kids for cash? Well, guess what, folks? An official American Pennsylvania judge between 2003 and 2008 violated the constitutional rights of kids, juveniles, including the right to legal counsel and the right to intelligently enter a plea so that he could send them to private prisons. Prisons ran for a profit. And you know what he was going to get paid? Around $2 million. Looks like not only was he involved, there was a second judge involved. I don't want to mangle his name, so I'm going to spell it so you guys can look it up. It's C-I-A-V-E-R-E-L-L-A. He's 61 years old now. And between the years of 2003 and 2008, he was sending a builder of a pair of juvenile detention centers kids for cash. He was taking money from the owner of the private prison to send him more kids. Kids, motherfuckers. Not violent adult criminals. Kids. Motherfucking kids. Oh, God!
Hart, some of these kids were doing 1 to 2 years of relative, for a kid, hard time for as little as their third shoplifting charge. Does that not seem a tad excessive?
Seems pretty fucking excessive to me, especially when we got a prison crunch in this country. Here in the state of California, the federal government has taken away a lot of the duties from the state prison system because, I don't know, they didn't do things like give prisoners with diabetes their insulin, and people were dying left, right, and center. We got a major problem with police officers abusing people here in Los Angeles in the county jails. Sheriff Lee Baca is constantly in the news for the barbarism that is happening in the prison. And this is regular people. If you get a DUI on the weekend, that could be you. That could be your son in that jail for mailbox baseball. Simple little shit can send your kid into this system. And this is Pennsylvania. How many other states are running into this problem?
Well, and then there's something else here. Now, first of all, I'm not sure how this guy's name is spelled because the article spells it with an E and an A, so I'm not sure which is the correct spelling of this chivalrous guy.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's spelled both ways in the article, but he is actually blaming the judge that sentenced him to jail. He criticized him that, oh, this case will forever be, will ever stigmatize me as known as the kids for cash. He backdoored me. I never saw it coming. Those three words made me the personification of evil. Fuck you! Fuck
isn't
you!
Isn't that what he did to the kids?
Exactly! That's why it's like, fuck you, you entitled piece of shit!
Yeah, well, you know, he was convicted of 12 counts, including racketeering, conspiracy. 4,000 cases got thrown out.
And he's, and he's 61, so he's sentenced 28 years, maybe he'll get parole in 10. I think this guy's dying in prison, don't you?
I don't care, man. That's a lot of kids' lives that are fucked up. Those kids will never get back those years. Those parents who lost their children to the prison system will never get back those years. Those kids are going to be scarred and fucked up. We're talking about a lot of kids here, guys. A lot of kids. And these adults that were supposed to be taking care of them, supposed to be looking out for their best interests, well, guess what? They pleaded guilty last year, and the other judge is awaiting sentencing. That guy's name is Michael Conahan. Let's spell his last name. That's C-O-N-A-H-A-N. So we want these douchebags. We want you to be able to see these douchebags. And this is going on all over the country, guys. We talk about a police manhunt to get a killer cop, when the only proof that's been presented to me is a fucking Facebook post. There's a lot of crazy shit going down, and they just want to keep cracking down on us while the major money people are getting away. I want to know how many other judges are out there doing this. How many other judges are out there doing this? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. There is relatively little oversight. Hart, when you brought me this initially, when you showed it to me and we talked about it, I initially thought you were referring to an old case that happened in the 90s of this exact same thing. So that sickened me even more when I found out that you're referring to it happening again with different people.
And this fucking judge was known for his harsh and automatic courtroom demeanor. He filled the beds of these private jails with kids as young as 10. 10 years old, and many of them just first-time offenders. First-time offenders.
Or minor offenders, like I said.
Do we really need to spend our money on this? Is this where the money needs to go when they're asking us to give up everything, when they want to spy on us, when they want to tap our Google or our Twitter communications in real time? Why don't you fucking mind your own garden, motherfuckers? Why don't you take a look in your own beds and take a look at the corruption that's happening right in front of your fucking eyes? Because that's what we're talking about here on Heart Attack. We're going to be getting really deep into it because I don't know how many people know, but Heart Attack is now an hour-long show. Not only am I doing this with Josh here on What the Fuck, but Heart Attack has its own show. And Josh is with me, and I'm bringing on ex-police officer Fred Wolf. I'm bringing on a super-duper kick-ass online hacker expert who's informing me about what's happening with the cyber wars around the world that we're not being informed of by the corporate news media. It's not the left news media, guys. The news media is not left or right. It's just flavors. Flavors. Fox, dude, people shouldn't even give a fuck about who's watching Fox because their viewers are dying. The people who watch Fox News are old, angry people that are dying off. Rush Limbaugh's office, listenership, it's dying off. He is not important. What he does is he introduces talking points into the blogosphere, and then everybody else can talk about it and get his thoughts out there. Well, we're the countermeasure to that. At American Horrors, no one owns us. We are free men in a free country. We're going to stay that way. Am I not kidding here? What, Josh? We're here to kill. We're here to fucking go for the throat.
And that's what we've been doing. We can't publicly talk about the numbers on the show. They're a lot more than I think your average listener thinks they are. We've got more listeners than a lot of people would probably think, considering...
Yeah, and you guys are active. You guys that are listening to the show, I'm getting amazing emails. I am getting such killer stuff from the people that listen. And people are taking this information and getting out in their own political scene, in their own neighborhood. Because let's face it, folks, any one of us can go get elected. It's not like you need a permit. You don't even need a fucking high school diploma to hold a political office. So what it takes, and I've been calling for this like crazy lately, is for us to rise up and take office. And be good people. This is pretty easy to do, guys. It's a lot easier than you think to do what's right.
You never listen to a word that I said. You only see me by the camera.
All right, Jillian, do you remember it was months ago when we talked about how it was some southern state that wanted to.
It was the cake with the.
No. That's not the one I'm talking about. Although you're on the right,
It's applicable to what we're going to talk about.
It is, but no, the one where it was bullying gays in school was completely protected if you truly believed that homosexuality was a sin. You could not be charged with a hate crime because you were just enforcing your own deeply held spiritual belief. Remember that?
Yeah, and, you know, 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds have deeply held spiritual, beliefs.
Exactly. Well, they're trying to make it worse now. A bill introduced by Washington state legislators is seeking to make businesses exempt from anti-discrimination laws in cases that contradict with the owner's, quoting here, sincerely held religious beliefs, philosophical beliefs, or matters of conscience. Now, what brought this about was a flower shop called Arlene's Flowers refused to provide flowers to a gay wedding to a gay couple, despite having served them previously, because the flower shop owners, religious people who did not believe that homosexuals should be married. Now, obviously, sexual preference is a protected class. This would be the same thing if they said, we don't believe black people should get married, so we refuse to cater your wedding.
You know
what
I would have done?
It's the same thing, though.
You know what I would have done? I would have just had, like, a friend go in there. I'd be like, okay, really? And then I would just have my friend be like, these are the flowers I want. Go get them. Thanks.
If they're catering a wedding, they'd have to go to the chapel, the yard, wherever it's being held.
Only if they're bringing the flowers over.
Yeah, but it seems like it was a big deal.
That's my smart ass answer. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not saying it's okay. And I'm just like, I'm one of those people who's like, oh, really? Okay.
Well, the gay couple then sued them for discrimination and won. The consumer protection action seeks $2,000 in fines, as well as requiring Arlene's Flowers to comply with the state's consumer protection laws, which prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Republican Senator Sherrod Brown, who introduced the bill, of course it's a Republican. Why would you have thought it was ever not a Republican?
What? It was a Republican?
Right.
I didn't know Republicans did this stuff.
Well, she is trying to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again. The bill that she is introducing, which
wait, you need to clarify because it makes it sound like the discrimination will never happen again. They're on the other side.
Yeah, I will get to that. Just hang on. The bill she is introducing does not have a number yet, but it's extremely similar, almost probably 98% similar to the bill Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear vetoed in Kentucky, which was House Bill 279, which proposed to give legal protection to those who, quote, act or refuse to act in a manner motivated by a sincerely held religious belief.
Well, that veto was overruled, so that actually passed.
Yeah, that veto was overruled, but the fact that he vetoed it does say at least he was trying.
Yeah, I'm just giving information to the listener.
Basically, what Senator Sherrod Brown wants is, I am making this a slight overly broad because the
said
bill
broad,
is not there.
You're talking about a girl.
Yeah.
That's sexist. I'm going to sue you.
More or less, what she wants to do is say, if you truly believe, for instance, homosexuality is wrong, then you do not have to serve homosexuals in the state of Washington. And it would give legal protection or at least prohibit lawsuits against companies for this kind of thing. And then it makes me think, well, then what other protected classes? Black people? Children?
Any race.
I mean, anything protected. Well, yeah. So would you be able to, if you were a Jewish restaurant, say, I don't serve Christians, I'm sorry? Do they realize the unintended consequences of such a thing? Their narrow-minded, tunnel-visioned view of gays must be stopped is actually going to have a cascading trigger effect that's going to be felt through the entire country. They don't realize what they're doing. They are so short-sighted. That's why this shit scares me so much, Jay.
I think they realize and they want it to have a trigger effect. The only thing is because they're assuming that, you know, the majority of people feel the same way, and this is only going to work in their favor because there's people all around the states that believe the same things that they do. However, it can backfire in them in the way of, say, I'm sitting there and be like, oh, you're a Christian or you're Jewish and you're wearing, you know, a necklace of a sign of your faith. Nope, get out. You can't, you know, be here. I'm not going to serve your kind. And it's just, it's so ridiculous, but I think they know. And honestly, I think it would be the case where the majority of times this would happen would be to the minority. Like it would be the Christians and their beliefs against either or the racists or what have you that would trickle down from this. I don't think you would have the mom and pop Arab stores or, you know, I mean,
it would lead into a completely segregated society where certain people are only able to shop at certain places. You can only buy your groceries at a certain place. Black people can only shop in a certain area. Gay people can only go to a certain area. It's segregating the entire country. All
even
because
the schools
these
are
people
segregating.
Don't like boys kissing. This rampant homophobia. Because the way they keep wording this, if it violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Hey guys, you realize in the 1960s in Selma, Alabama, it violated the Klan's deeply held religious beliefs that blacks were not people, right? It's like, do you realize, you always hear about the slippery slope. This is not positioning us on it. This is halfway down. You are saying a certain, I can't say race, but a certain group of people do not deserve the same rights as everybody else.
They've already started in the schools. We've talked in the past about, you know, kids getting expelled because they're gay. Counselors having to notify parents if they suspect the student is gay, like outing gay students. And here's the thing, too. If this passes, you've also got situations, obviously, at the florist, if you're getting flowers for your wedding, it's a little more out there that, you know, you're a gay couple. But if you're in a store and let's say you are a very effeminate man, or let's say you're a female who doesn't really like female clothes or anything, and you look kind of butch, but you're not a lesbian, you're going to have narrow-minded people being like, oh, you're gay, I'm not going to serve you. What? I'm not gay, and that's wrong anyway. I didn't mean to rhyme there, but it happened. So what are you going to do then? Say, I'm going to sue because these people wouldn't serve me on the rights that they think I'm gay and I'm not gay. How are you going to prove? You know, I mean, it's just that kind of thing with misunderstandings. You, unless it's a situation, proprietors discriminating against these people because it's their religious belief when someone's not even gay. And I'm not saying that that's the wrong part. What I'm saying is the slippery slope part is, how are you supposed to prove or disprove it? Because, okay, well, if you're gay, you can't sue this establishment for being biased against you and not serving you. So if an establishment says, you're gay, I'm not serving you, and you're not gay, and you go to fight it, what is the process to prove your sexual orientation here? I mean, this is the shit you see on sitcoms where it's like, oh, well, we're gay. We're like, well, prove it. Well, no, we're not gay. Prove it. And they walk around with like a straight person. I mean, that's the ridiculous picture, obviously. But is that making sense where it's kind of
it's
going to prove or not prove if it's nothing to do with a wedding or if you're in there with a couple?
Well, and see, we're already on the slippery slope of what is a protected group and what's not. There was a story, you and I didn't talk about it, but there was a story.
I think they're basically talking about if it's your religious belief and you believe against it, you're good to deny service.
You see those signs, we reserve the right to deny service to anybody for any reason, blah, blah, blah. Which, yes, you do as a proprietor of an establishment. You cannot to someone for a protected reason. So it's such as like if a black guy comes in and he smells really bad, you could say, I'm not going to serve you. I want you to leave my establishment because you stink. That you can legally do. You can't go, I'm not going to serve you because you're black. That you can't. There was a restaurant in, I think it was Washington. The guy was a hardcore right-wing Republican. And he said, like, you know, the prices are such and such for, you know, his sandwiches and stuff. Or $2 more if you're a Democrat. And people were going, yeah, stick it to them Dems. Yeah. And you're going, technically, as douchebaggy as that is, it wasn't illegal because being a Democrat is not a socially protected class.
Do you have to take a questionnaire before you go and eat there? Like, how the fuck do you know? Unless you're a part of the government and it's like, oh, hey, Bill, how's things on your side? By the way, it's going to be $2 more for your BLT.
If you're going to do shit like that, all you're asking for is to go out of business. But that's your own prerogative. You cannot discriminate. Refusing to provide flowers for your wedding because you're gay is discrimination. These people may not like it, but that's the law. You'll notice that whenever these laws are brought up, usually always by Christians, they never look at what the opposite side would be like. That maybe an atheist establishment would then refuse service to Christians. Or what if a Muslim establishment would refuse service to, say, women, because they don't value women at all. So they don't look at the ramifications of their actions.
They're
this
not
kind
because
of shit
they
is
know
knee-jerk.
They're the majority. They
this
know
kind of
the
shit
majority.
Is knee-jerk lashing out because we're not getting our way. Wah, wah, wah.
Well, and pretty much it would demolish any of those, you know, protected race, classes, gender, everything. Because once you state this, whatever your religion is, it's, you know, I'm against this. But they're looking at it as, you know, they are the majority. So they don't see themselves going into the type of establishment you've described and being denied service. It's kind of like, oh, well, I'm, you know, this way and I'm not, you know, if they're that bigoted, they're probably not going to be walking into those establishments. Secondly, they're looking at mainly, you know, the gay community, which if you're dining with your partner or if you're getting married is a little easier to deduce than if you're just at dinner or if you're by yourself. So the thing is, if you're a Christian, unless you're wearing a cross necklace or, you know, carrying a Bible or whatever, which most people don't do unless you're going door to door, chances are you're orientation of religion or what have you is not going to be prevalent. Therefore, you would not be singled out.
At least upper class homosexual couples tend to have a lot of disposable income. Wouldn't you be encouraging them to spend their money at your establishment instead of your competitors?
They are so narrow-minded. And here's, I wonder about this. Okay, so the Christians or these Christians, I'm sorry, obviously it's against their religious beliefs and that's why they did it, are against gay marriage. They've served them before. Did they know they were gay before the wedding instance, or is it just for the wedding?
We're running out of time, but you can, this is just ridiculous. You can't discriminate. Get over it, Christians. There are gay people in America. Deal with it. They're not going to go away no matter how much you try to marginalize them or push them down, shoving it down their throats. It's not going to go away. Deal with it. These people are here. These men are here. These women are here. They're not going away. You know what is going away? Christians. The numbers of Christians registered to churches in the United States has dropped precipitously over the last 10 years. Why? Because even Christians who register with churches are getting sick of the bigotry of the churches. People would rather have their own faith in their own house and not deal with the church in the overall sense.
Basic humanity is going downhill. But the issue is that you have people in positions of power that are so extremist that they are just trying to make these changes and they're creating split class and second class citizens. And it's just wrong. And I mean, again, and I know I said this earlier, how the hell are you supposed to justify things unless it's a wedding? You know, because if you're giving this free reign thing, obviously it's not going to say just for weddings. So you are going to have like this whole, you know, red list type thing going on where it's like, well, I think you're gay. I'm not going to serve you. And how are you supposed to, I mean, it's wrong either way, but I'm just saying, how are you supposed to prove or disprove that? It's so unsubstantiated.
You guys out there should be trying to prove that the Klan is wrong, not to give them ammo that the Klan is where our ideals sit, damn it.
It's just, it's really sad. And we are going backwards as a culture with freedom of religion. hello, it doesn't mean your religion.
All religions.
Right. And I mean, it's kind of died down, and I hope I'm not jinxing it, but the whole womanism things and just everything against women, I think it's died down for the time being just because we're on this whole anti-gay kick.
Since we got to end this topic, where can people find you?
You can find me very angry at my computer ranting to Josh every week. When I'm not ranting to Josh every week at the certain time, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, The Mistress J, and occasionally at thecinemasnob.com.
You can find me, 1201beyond.com, 1201beyond@gmail.com, geekjuicemedia.com. You guys know the spiel. Have a good night.
Bye.